الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا ولعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Presently in our country the elections are coming up, and many people question whether we should vote or we should not vote. What is the position from a Muslim point of view, Islamic perspective? What should we be doing? So in this ayat-e kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. That fasad, evil, corruption, all wrong things have appeared on land and on sea also. And all that is bima kasabat aydin nas, what man had done, the doings of people. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. And why has this come here in this world, this fasad, this punishment, this corruption and the consequences of it? لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. To let them taste some of what they had done. Not all the wrong what they are doing. Only some of it to let them taste. We see all with the difficult, hard conditions people are going through. People, every second person is a drug addict. Every other person has got grave problems. Everyone in difficulties. This is only as a punishment for some of our wrongdoing. It is not for all our wrongdoing. And that is also the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And this, that Allah has given us this punishment in this world, is also His mercy. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they take a lesson and they correct themselves. They reverse and they go back to righteousness again. And in many other ayat, Allah says, thereby they save themselves from the punishment of the akhirat. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We make them taste of the small punishment in this world, whether it was the punishment that came on the people of Ad or Thamud. It is the small punishment. The big punishment is in Akhirat. And we normally also, we think if I do something wrong, if I disrespect my Ustad, etc., is written of one great, great alim. The Khalifa had appointed him to go to the Roman Empire as the ambassador of the Muslims. When he went there, the Roman Empire, the emperor, collected all the big, big people of the Christian church, the fathers, the priests and all. And he gave such a bayan there that all the proof of Trinity, he destroyed it right through, completely from the root. A very, very good bayan. Then the king invited him to inside his court. There he saw the daughter of the king, very pretty, and he wanted to marry her. The king said, only one condition, if you accept Christianity. Immediately he was ready. And he accepted Christianity, he became a kafir, and he died as a kafir. And the reason for that was that in his young days, he disrespected his ustad. He had called, and the ustad said, the result of this will be that he will leave the fold of Islam. So our punishment in this world already for our bad actions that we do, and we suffer the consequences, and these are the terrible consequences. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, writes, if we have done wrong, and Allah punishes us by we becoming paralyzed, becoming blind, etc., he says that is a small punishment. If the punishment comes on our deen, that we don't make namaz, we have objections to matters of deen, we don't go to the masjid, and then eventually we go out of the fold of Islam, though in dunya we will be eating, drinking, traveling, enjoying, but that we are in a terrible punishment. So Allah, let us understand this. So these punishments that come in this dunya are also so that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, we can turn back to Allah Ta'ala. So the conditions which governments now, all politicians, they will make big promises, we will do this for the country, we will remove unemployment, we will see to the roads, we will see to this, all big promises they make. But we know it never materializes. And a politician is that one who is an expert in lying and making false promises. I tell a politician does this, he is not a politician. So those are the things. And how do we get the solution to all this? Allah Ta'ala gives it to us in the Quran Sharif, that we have to correct our amal. One person, a great buzurg, somebody came to him and told him that I've got some problems, I'm not getting children. So he told him, make tawbah istighfar. Another person came and he told that there are droughts, no rains. So he told him, make tawbah istighfar. Another person came, he said, I've got financial constraints, money problems I've got, make tawbah. All different people came. After they went, then his khadim, who was with the buzurg, he said, Hazrat, people came with different problems. And you gave them all one solution, tawbah istighfar. Like you go to a doctor, and all come with different ailments. And they give all just panado. The syrup panado, somebody give orange color, somebody give blue color, all different colors. But they're just giving all panado. So you say, how can that be the solution for all? The same thing, different ailments must have different solutions. So he says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Make istighfar, make tawbah. On account of that, يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا. Allah Ta'ala will send rains in abundance. So droughts will go away. And this also refers to Allah will send wealth and good conditions in abundance if you will make tawbah and istighfar. Like for example, in one hadith sharif it comes, man lazimal istighfar. A person who makes tawbah istighfar compulsory upon himself, that is, he does it in abundance, a lot of tawbah and istighfar. And at that juncture, all of us should have think, today is Jummah morning, a Mubarak morning. But yet, how many of us got involved in guna? Whether it was on the phone, whether what we spoke, our language, whether it was our thoughts, what we looked at, and at the same time, each one of us asked, if I even just said the words of tawbah and istighfar, even one time since this morning, this is, I say, nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh, astaghfirullah, not one time, most of us. But gunas we make one way, and tawbah istighfar is not just the word tawbah istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar has got a big reality behind it. And we make no tawbah istighfar. And gunas we keep on making one way. So tawbah is, so in the hadith it comes, man lazim al istighfar. A person who makes tawbah istighfar continuously. It is on his tongue. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, our sheikh, he was very common. As he would just walk, sit down, stand up. Ya Allah, maaf kar dije. Ya Allah, maaf kar dije. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. That is the sign of a mu'min. A person who is conscious all the time. Ya Allah, forgive me. We made namaz finish. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And the reality of it. We made dhikr, astaghfirullah. Whatever we do, seeking forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So a person who does that, Allah Ta'ala, in a hadith it comes, جَعْلَ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. From every hole that he is holed up in, that he can't come out of his problem, Allah will take him out of that problem. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. And every worry that he has got, Allah will remove that worry. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give him ruzi from sources that he cannot imagine. But sadly, today we, even as the ulama, or even as mashayikh, we don't see the solution in making tawbah istighfar. A person has got financial problems, he comes to the sheikh also. Sheikh says, you must go and work, don't be lazy, you must work. Which sheikh will tell him, make tawbah istighfar? The solution from Quran and Hadith is tawbah istighfar. But it doesn't make sense to us. What the people of the world, and the people of the world are the kuffar generally. What they say, what they do, we go according to that. We will give a solution also, go and buy something, sell, do this, do that. Make tawbah istighfar, and our gunas are so much. When we make tawbah istighfar, then Allah will, you're not getting children. The solution is tawbah istighfar. You are having financial problems, tawbah istighfar. Istaghfiru rabbakum, thumma tubu ilayh. And this is in the Quran Sharif, the absolute words of Allah Ta'ala. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Why don't you go back to Allah? Our wrong actions caused the problems to come. It is narrated, أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions are your rulers. The government of the day is according to our actions. It comes clearly in a hadith that if you will obey me, obey the commands of Allah, you come out of disobedience, you make istighfar, you promise not to commit gunas again, you live a straight life, where we do slip up immediately again, tawbah. And Allah has been so kind. He has given us the huge, huge, huge door of tawbah and istighfar. And it's open until ma'alam yugharghir, till sakarat overtakes you. When you are now death stage of your death, that there is no doubt you're going to die. You are in sakarat. Then, and you're seeing now the life of akhirat. You're seeing now malakul maut coming. Everything of the akhirat. At that time Allah closes the door for tawbah and istighfar. Till that time it is open. And for all the people of the world, when the sun will rise in the west, then at that time the doors of tawbah and istighfar will be closed. Till then they are open. So Allah has given us, we make faults, we are human beings, we err, but make tawbah istighfar. And Allah Ta'ala will grant us all what we want. So it is on tawbah istighfar, correcting our lives. First of all, wrong comes in our life when we are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Nafs and shaitan can never even put waswasa in our lives. Waswasa, the thoughts of doing bad. And in the hadith it comes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillah alladhi radda kayda shaitan ila al-wasawis, O kama qal. It's Allah Ta'ala's great mercy that Allah gave shaitan only the power to mislead us, only with waswasa. Shaitan hasn't got the power, our nafs hasn't got the power, as we are sitting now, pick us up by force, and take us now to some cinema, or take us now to some brothel, or take us to some other place. They haven't. Only that amount of power, that the thought comes to you. Then it's you who do it. Now the thought also that comes is when we are ghafil of Allah. We are not in the obedience of Allah. We are not thinking, we are not connected with Allah Ta'ala. Then shaitan, as long as a person is obedient to Allah, in the zikr of Allah, shaitan and nafs cannot even put that thought, even that waswasa he can't put in you. So we are the cause of that also. Now okay, we were ghafil, the thought came, now we are got involved in the guna, whatever. Now we started making guna. To come out of it also is so easy. Allah, like every car, must have an accelerator and a brake also. It can't only have an accelerator and you just press, put your foot down and it goes at a high speed. It takes off. When there's some danger, the brake pedal is also there. Now control your car. You got your steering to control. You're seeing something on this side. You pass it. You move away on that side. Allah has given that to every person. First of all, That danger wouldn't have come in our life had we been obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Now that it has come, Allah still has given us the brake pedal. Every person has got within him that power to stay away from guna. It is, but we don't use it. It's there in our lives. Allah has given every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone has got the brake also, where we can move forward and we landed ourselves in problem. We didn't think of Allah. Shaitan put wasawis in our mind. Now, when we are in that problem, Allah gave you your brakes. Apply your brakes. So much so, it can be a hardcore drug addict also. He's got that in him, he must use it. And the other thing also, which understand this point also, which we are all well aware of, we are all influenced by other people, especially those who are our seniors, who are our elders. We know that peer pressure with young people at schools, etc. The one boy is a bit strong in his way, and he puts pressure on the others and makes them do what he wants to. That is a common thing. So, how do you get influence? When you are weak. If you are strong and you fight him on whatever his arguments and his thoughts are, he won't have pressure on you. And if you fight him and you oppose him, he won't tell you also, you join our group. You know, this person here, he's a different person. Leave him out. But when we are humble and we weak, that is when he takes advantage. The same thing, jinn. Or take advantage of us. Jinn are very weak, but they take advantage of us when we show we are weak. We say, I'm weak, I can't do anything. Many of us, young people, for masturbation, they say, I can't help it. That urge comes so strong in me, I just can't help it. I have to do it. Looking at porn, looking at woman, I can't help it, I'm very weak. And many of us say also, I'm very weak. So when we say we are weak, then they take advantage over us. And we say we are weak, our own selves, we say we are weak. But shaitan is the most weakest. And that is by nafs-e Quran. Allah said, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. He's very weak. But when we show we are weak, he takes advantage of us. Anyone can try this 100%. When you get any temptation of any guna, just tell shaitan, he's there, he's telling you to do the wrong. Just tell him, you get out from here, I'm not listening to you. You can do what you want, you say, I'm sure I am strong. And then see what will happen. There was a famous gangster in Deoband, long years before Darulum also, those long years ago, by the name of Karbu. So he was a gangster. One night he was walking in the jungles, and it was a stormy night, lightning, raining, storming, storm, etc. In there, he saw like a branch of a tree which looked like a human being. And the person had a sword in his hand. So he thought, this is my enemy, the other gang people, and he's going to kill me now. And I got no chance, I'm alone here, and he's got the advantage over me. And he's going to kill. So he started pleading with him. He said, please have mercy on me. You know, today we are opposite factions, parties of our gangs, but you know, our fathers were good friends, all that he said. Just then, a lightning flashed. When the lightning flashed, he saw there's just a branch of a tree, no human being here. So he said, you think I'm frightened for you? Try and do what you want to do, see what I'll do with you. So now he became strong when he saw it just a tree, it's nothing. It wasn't actually a person, it just looked like that, like the silhouette of a person. So when we also are weak, shaitan takes advantage of us. When we are strong, and Allah has made us strong, and we must become strong, al-mu'minul qawi, be strong, tell shaitan, I won't listen to you, I'm not listening to you, and he'll run from there. He will run from there and he won't come back to you also. But when we act weak, he takes advantage. Anyway, this is the procedure. Now when we do all our wrong, then conditions and halat come upon us. And all this halat of this dunya also, whether which political party comes in and they cause difficulty and hardship. Here in South Africa, it's still not like as bad as in India. with this government of this Modi government, what terrible how they are treating the Muslims, because we show we are weak. And the sad case in India at the moment, our top ulama also have given in to them. And working in their plans, working hand in hand with them, we can never win. And those very ulama, their fathers were strong against the government. They fought the government, Allah gave them, made Islam become strong in India. When we fight and we are strong, Allah's help comes with us. In tansurullah yansurkum. If you help Allah, the deen of Allah, Allah's help will come to you. And Musa alayhi salam, when he told his people that go ye, enter this place and Allah will help you. What this was the Bani Israel. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun. You and your Allah go, we are not going to fight. You go and fight and do everything, then we'll come. Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not like that. We must stand up for our deen, stand up for the truth, give up all the wrong and evil, then see how Allah Ta'ala's help comes. So whatever rulers will come over us will be according to our actions. And generally, it will be for all and met for everyone. But individuals also, just like for example, it's a stormy day, raining, and you are in your car, and you've got a good car that's insulated well. You are driving in that terrible storm, but not one drop of water will come into in your car. So all these problems can be around us, but if we are on deen properly, Allah will protect us. It is for us. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who will read 7 times after Fajr and after Maghrib, حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. And just consider the meaning of it. حسبي الله, Allah is sufficient for me. لا إله إلا هو, there is no power, no force, nobody can do anything, only Allah. And he is sufficient for me. Why am I worried of this person and that condition and what this people will say and what can happen tomorrow? لا إله إلا هو عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. The words actually should have been تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I trust him. But by changing it around the Quran Sharif, it is called what is called حَسَر. My full trust is only on Allah. I trust only on Allah. Don't trust anyone and anything else. Put our full trust on Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. And why shouldn't? It's only natural. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. He is the Rabb. He is the controller. He is the master of Arsh-e-Azim. And Arsh-e-Azim, the great throne of Allah, is what is called Majari-e-Qadha. The place from where all decisions are made, rulings are made. No judge can write guilty or not guilty. What has been decreed, according to that he will write. No petrol price can go up or down. No dollar price can go up or down. What has been written there, only that can happen. So when we have got that in our hand, what more we want? A person who reads it 7 times in the morning and evening, after Fajr, after Maghrib, kafahu Allah. Allah will protect him. Allah will be sufficient for him. Ma ahammahu. Whatever worries he has got. And ham, yeah. The word ma ahammahu. Ham. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi, what a great muhaddith. He says that Al-Ham huwa al-ghammu alladhi yuzeebu al-insan. It is that worry that melts a human being. That he can't, I can't think, I don't know what to do. I can't sit, I can't stand. I go in the house, I'm parishan. I go out of the house, I'm parishan. I don't know what to do. Such worry overtakes a person. By reading this, Allah ta'ala, kafahu Allah ma hammahu min amri dunya wal akhir. Whether you got worries of deen's matters or dunya's matters. Even dunya's whatever worry, and akhirat also, Allah will protect you complete. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explains this so beautifully. He says when Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof, and you go 20 meters, 200 meters down in the water, forget a drop of water, not the vapor of water can come in that watch. When Switzerland people, makhluk, can do that, then Khalik, what is it difficult for him to make you a heart? You are in 2,000 problems around you, all around you problems. and you've got problems. But Allah protects you, nothing, not a wave of that problems can come in your heart. Allah will protect you like that. But we don't make amal. All our deen has given us everything to do. But we choose to wait to go on the internet. What must we do? Yeah, this problem. Go and make mashura with some finance expert. Or go to a doctor. Go to a lawyer. We hardly think, let me go to Quran Sharif. Let me go to the ulama and ask. And very sadly, by and large, ulama will also give us advice according to dunya. According to deen, Quran and hadith, we don't look at that. And we are studying. We are, how many of us who are sitting here, we are in the fifth year, sixth year, or even in whichever year we are. But we don't think of our solutions in the Quran Sharif. We don't think of our solutions in, and if anyone tells us, make namaz, your life will come right. Hey, he's a lost case. He don't know what he's talking about. Or read Quran Sharif every day. And 100% that reading Durood Sharif, reading Quran Sharif, making our life deeny. Every solution is in there. Any one, and all of these things are the solutions. But we don't see. That's why we're not interested in our namaz, making our namaz correctly. Who makes tilawat of Quran Sharif? Good huffaz, ustaz of hafiz class, but their own Quran we're not reciting. How many of us, ulama we are, big alims we are, but no recitation of Quran in our lives. No Durood Sharif in our lives. No Surah Kahf. No Yasin Sharif. These things are, because it doesn't make sense that these are the solution. Yasin is the solution for our problems. Ishraq Namaz is the solution, but we don't see the solution. We will talk big discussion, which party we must vote for, who we must vote. And if Muslims don't vote, they're going to lose out. They're going to be marginalized. They're going to be left out everything. All these useless talks and dogmas, these things people are promoting. Ulama are promoting all that. Whereas the solution, 100% in Quran and Hadith. Allah make that it makes sense to us, and we turn to Quran and Hadith. And halat and conditions in the world will change if we come back to deen. What was the condition of the Sahaba? The people of the Roman and Persian Empire, they used to say, "Antum abidu abidina." You are the slaves of our slaves. You are not even fit that we directly rule over you. We will appoint other people to rule upon you. They were people that poverty, anything that was moving on the ground, a snake, a rat, anything, they used to eat that. Any kind of blood, impure blood, they should drink. They were down and out. Their character, what was their life? What brought them up? One kalima, la ilah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gathered all the people. Abu Jahl, who was known first as Abu al-Hikam, the father of wisdom. He gathered all on the Mount of Safa. And he told them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I have to tell you there's an army this side, and they are going ready to attack you, will you people believe me? 100%, you are a sadiq, you are al-ameen. Never a slight a form of lie or untruth ever came out from you. You are 100% true. We will accept now. He says, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا. Say that one Allah, all these idols of yours can do nothing. One Allah does everything. Everything is in the control of that one Allah, and you will become successful. They say, أَلِهَذَا جَمَعَتَنَا تُفَّلَّكَ. Before this you gathered us. What are you talking about? The Tawheed couldn't make sense to them. Today we have got Tawheed, we accept, but it's not in our lives. An atheist denies it, but we don't turn to one Allah. Now in namaz, we make namaz, but Allah is not in our namaz. From Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. Whereas we make ruku, I submit to you Allah. We go in sajda, I totally submit to you. But immediately after that, how many after namaz we take out our topi, we comb our hair, we fold up our trousers, we folded it up for namaz, now we let it go down. After namaz, immediately we live a different life. So deen has to be in our lives. Our solution is 100% in deen. All these elections and that won't get us anywhere. For us, we must elect to vote, to obey the commands of Allah and follow the commands of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.